Bloomington, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just thankful for every day that the Lord gives us. Amen. Remember that the Lord says that He will provide our daily bread. And that's not just physically eating. That means that He will provide what is needed for us in every area of every day that we're living with Him. So this morning, we're just going to be thankful for His goodness, and we're just going to be thankful for the fact that we get to worship and praise His holy name. Amen? Yes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Are we ready to worship the Lord this morning? Yes. Are we awake? You had an extra hour. Amen. I said we had an extra hour. Why did I wake up more tired than yesterday? Praise the Lord. He's worthy. Amen?
Amen.
Sometimes you gotta stand on your shackles, brace in the battle, worship with your hands held high. I'll praise you anywhere.
Praise, give you praise, give you praise in the highest. Praise, give you praise, give you praise in the highest. You are worthy. Yes, you are worthy above our praise. Give you praise.
So come and consume me,
My heart is ready. God, if I burn, I burn for you. With no hesitation, without reservation, God, if I burn, I burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Yes, I wanna burn for you. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each breath that I'm breathing, each moment I'm giving, God, if I live, I live for you. And I love your presence. You're my obsession. And God, if I live, I live for you. Fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Yes. Light the fire, Lord. So light a match and let it go. Set a blaze uncontrolled. I want that fire. I want that fire. So light a match, let it go. Set a blaze uncontrolled. I want that fire. I want that fire. So light a match. Let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire,
yeah.
I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. Fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. Give me a fresh, fresh fire. I want what you desire. I'm gonna burn for you. Yes. So light a match. Let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match, let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire. So light a match. Let it go, set ablaze, uncontrolled. I want that fire, I want that fire.
Hallelujah. Bring that fire, Father God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're worthy. Bring that fire, Lord God. Darabashiki.
What the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. You turned my whole world upside down. Took the old and he made it new. It's just what the mercy of God can do. Now I'm alive to tell the story. Now I've overcome. It's His goodness and mercy and the power of His blood. I'm so glad that my freedom was based on what I've done. It's His goodness and mercy. And the power of His blood. Oh, Jesus. I thought I deserved to be 6 feet beneath the earth. For all the things I've done, the things I've said, the choices made that I regret, oh, I would still be lost, yes. Oh, but for the mercy of God, yes. Now I'm alive to tell the story. Jesus, power in the blood, yes, Jesus. from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand, cup of praise, for he is worthy. He is worthy of it all.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
I don't want to leave right here because he's so good.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo! Our God is a good God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I've just been thinking about the goodness of God. I want you to know that the month of November for me is always a month of reflection. I start reflecting back over the year and coming into the new year. But just thinking about the goodness of God from being saved and just touched by him and just all the things that he has done for all of us. Amen? And I thank God that he's been faithful generation after generation after generation. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what? When we sing mercy, when we sing the part about what we thought, but then we sing the part, it's not because of what I've done, it's because of his mercy. And I'm so glad it's because of his mercy. Amen. Amen. You have to understand that that grave is not going to have you in it. He brought you out of that grave. Amen. That cross doesn't have us on it. It had him on it for our sins. So that we may have, we talked about this a little bit because Marie, we were the Bible study and we talked about how in Leviticus, the law of the land, and how they had to do things based upon what they had done, if they had sinned. There are certain things, there are steps they had to take, sacrifice certain animals. Mm-hmm. Even the priest had to wear bells on their garment, not because to make noise and joyful noise to the Lord, because if he wasn't holy and you heard those bells stop, that means he died because he went into the Holy of Holies with sin on him. And so the cross brought all of that to an end.
Amen.
Jesus made a way for us to be connected to the Father. The veil was torn. And now we have a direct relationship with Jesus. Come
Amen.
On.
Praise
Amen. Come
Hallelujah.
On, Jesus.
Amen.
Woo. Woo. I just am so excited this
Amen.
Morning.
Praise
Lord
God.
Is doing great things.
Yes.
Wonderful things.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see what else he does. Now, we women had a fast, and we did it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and broke it Saturday morning. And then the men are fasting. Are you now
yes.
we're at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. It officially starts at 3 o'clock, but some men fast
That's fine.
Early.
And they're fasting until Wednesday. So, men, if you would like to join the part of the fast that is here at the church, you will be here at
6 o'clock
tonight.
6 o'clock. And then on Monday and Tuesday, we'll be here at 7. But we're just going to come together and share some things and some insights from the Lord. And we're just going to talk as men. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I feel like it's important to be men nowadays. Amen. Praise the Lord. Especially men.
What am I supposed to say
been...
that? Yes.
That has been touched by the presence of God. Amen. So we're just going to join together and spend some time.
I was going to say, it depends on what your explanation of a man is. If it is trying to be tough and other loving and thinking that the only thing that you have to do is provide for your family and that's it, that's not the example of a man.
Honey, when I say a man.
I know what I'm just clarifying for you.
You know, when I say a man, I'm
now, if you're talking about an example of the man that leads his family into Christ in every area and is... Amen. And is willing to cry for his family in prayer and be a man in those ways and
Amen.
Do anything that Christ asked him to do. Yes.
Amen.
We
Praise
need
the
them.
Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We need them.
Praise Jesus.
Well, women, we had our last Bible study of the year yesterday. It was so good. We talked about seasons. Very good. Very good. Just it brings some things to light. And Marie really talked on and tied it to the trees and the seasons of Ohio. I don't think that Florida has the same seasons as us, but Ohio does. And you need to read up on why the tree leaves fall off of the trees and why it goes through the stages that it goes. And it talks so much about our Christian walk. And you mm-hmm. can tie it so well together. Mm-hmm. It was really good. And don't forget that we have our women's Christmas party the first Saturday of December. We're excited about that. If you would like to do anything decorating to help or anything like that, where's Stacy? She walk out? Okay, the girls, sisters, are you here? Yes, I see Susan. Susan, if you'd stand up, come and see Susan or Becky or Lissa. See, I remembered. Just got the wrong sister. Or Stacy. They're going to be taking care of the Christmas party. And then if you would, do you need help with decorations? If you would like to help with Christmas decorations this year, they're going to start the weekend right after Christmas and see either one
right
of those.
After Thanksgiving, babe.
After Christmas. I was trying. No, I'm just kidding. I just got it wrong. I'm just teasing. Right after Thanksgiving. And so see Candy or one of those ladies. They're going to be decorating so you can know when to come in and help them. And then the men's. Are you guys having your normal? No, because it's Thanksgiving. So basically, your fast is kind of replacing that this month.
Yes.
Are you doing anything next month?
I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know.
I think the 19th, right? 17th. So we got our dates wrong. The 17th of December is our children's Christmas party. So we're excited. Our Christmas program, not party, might be a party too, but a program. Mm-hmm. It's a party for it. I love to watch them preach the gospel through what they do. It's beautiful. So be here that day for the children. We won't have Thanksgiving Thursday night service. Yes. That's canceled because of Thanksgiving. So, but we will meet back up on Sunday and be ready to go.
Amen.
Amen. Am I missing anything? Teens, you got something going on I don't know about? Okay.
Amen.
Jason begged for us women to...
What?
Yeah. Take our women's Christmas party and mix it with everybody. And all the women I talked to said,
no.
Love y'all. No.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
We have so much fun. Not that we're not willing to share it. Let's do the sharing part. Another party. We'll do another thing with all of you guys. But the Christmas party is the women's.
That's hilarious. I like it. Praise
I think
God.
That's all I
hey,
have.
Hey, we Amen. Do have a letter here from Angels for the Elderly, which Marie helped us get the opportunity to give to them. And they do auctions and food collections every year. And they just said, we want to thank you all so much for all of your donations and for our auction. It helped our auction so much. We do this every year so we can keep doing our food boxes for our seniors. There's a big need out there, and with you helping us, we can keep doing our boxes. God bless you all. Thank you again, Angels for the Elderly. Amen? So we're thankful for that. Praise God, and we just want to continue to do what we can do. So right now, we're going to make sure that the children are gone and the teens are out of here. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And then we're just going to take a few minutes for offering today. And I want to remind you that the Bible says that we should give bountifully. Amen? And I know we're taking up offering. And I want to remind you that bountiful giving has to do with your heart with where you're at and based on your finances. It's different for everybody. Remember that there is a woman that only gave two mites.
Yes, because there's a mite down to bed, and
that's yeah. Okay. Yep. But praise the Lord. Thanks, babe. But anyhow, what I wanted to say here is that, remember, the widow woman gave her two mites, and it was an abundant offering in the eyes of the Lord based on where she was at. So when we talk about giving bountifully, it's not just a figure financially. It's a condition of the heart and what we're really putting our faith in God for. And I also want to say that even though we're taking up a financial offering right now, I want to remind you that the Bible says that as what we sow is what we reap. So we don't want to just give bountifully in the area of finances. Remember, the Lord said in one scripture, hey, your tithing is something you should have done, and I want you to do that, but don't forget the weightier things of the law, like mercy, grace, and judgment, and forgiveness, and those types of things, because not only do we want to give that in abundantly, we want to give that so we can receive that back in abundance. So we want to make sure that our heart is open to those things and that we're doing those things, okay? Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're going to give Glenn a few minutes here to make her exodus, amen. And in the meantime, we're going to go ahead and bring the offering buckets up here, and you can come and give as the Lord leads us. Amen. Praise God. Father, we just thank you for your goodness, Father. We thank you that your hand is on us at all times, Father, and that you're working with us, Father. We pray blessing over this time. We pray blessing over Glenna, and we pray blessing over this moment that we're releasing our faith in the area of giving, Father, and we thank you for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Woo. All right. Which bucket are you going to pick? Whoa. All right. There you go. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Well, praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we're just going to get started this morning because you know, the revelation I want you to walk in is that what you have in your faith is extraordinary, okay? And we're going to talk about seasons here in just a minute, but I just want to start right here in the book of John chapter 5, verse 24. It says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me have everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life." I want you to know something, that when we get saved, we are actually regenerated by the power of God. We're transformed and we become brand new creatures. And what's so powerful about that is that when we start receiving the word as Christians, as those who are saved and filled by the power of God, first of all, we're discovering life in the fullness of who we are. I want you to know that the Bible says that we are spirit, soul, and body, and until we come into unity with the saving grace of the Lord, we're going to be missing out on a fullness of life that can only come upon us once we're saved. Amen? The Bible says that the Lord comes to give life and life more abundantly. And I want you to understand something, that what that means is that if we live a life without faith, we are not going to experience the fullness of what God wants us to experience in life. And I want you to know something, that the number one pursuit when we get into our relationship with God is that we want to know him. Amen? I want you to know that the Bible says that when we seek the Lord, he will be found. And the reason we want to know him is because we're made, whether you realize it or not yet, you will one day, you are made in the image of the Lord. Praise God. And what that means is that the things that stir him ought to be things that stir us. Remember, the Bible even says that God himself spoke of things that weren't and they became. What is that? That's a release of faith. I want you to know something, that your very nature, using your faith, believing God, looking beyond just what you can see into the potential of things, is a nature that is a part of your divine nature that's been given to you from the Lord. And I want you to understand something, that when we start to discover who God is, we start to get a better understanding of who we are. And when we start to get a better understanding of who we are, we can start discovering what our purposes are in life. We can start discovering how we're supposed to live this thing called life. And then we can start moving into areas of making a difference in the life of others. Amen? And I want you to know that the Lord has something for you to do inside the church. The Lord has something for you to do outside the church. The Lord has something for you to do in everyday life when you're in pursuit of him. And I want you to understand that while you're in pursuit of God, things are not always going to be perfect. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to share this with you because I want to make sure that we understand that just because we have situations going on in life does not mean that God is not with us. In fact, we're going to discover that in the middle of situations going on, God is with us. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I want you to know that the Bible says in the book of Genesis chapter 8, we're going to start reading after the flood came. And after the ark was landed, there's something that the Lord says at the end of this scripture that I just want to share with you. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 15, it says, "And God spake unto Noah, saying, Go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth." It's interesting because the commission of God after the flood was similar to the commission he gave before when he told Adam and Eve to go forth and multiply. "And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth on the earth after their kinds went forth out of the ark. And Noah built the ark, built an altar unto the Lord, and took of every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings of the on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savior, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not ever again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living, as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I want you to see something here, that first of all, God gives us a commitment that he is going to be for us, helping us live life as long as the earth remains. I also want you to know that the Lord declares unto us that there's going to be seasons, that there's going to be changes. Just like there's summer, winter, spring, and fall, I want you to understand something, that in this thing called life, we're going to have changes we go through. Praise the name of the Lord. In every aspect of life. In every aspect of life. I think it's interesting because even when you look at people, you think about we're born as babies, amen, and then whether you're a young male or a young female, there's different transitions you go through, and then there's marriage, hopefully, one day, and then there's kids one day, and then I want you to know that after kids come the blessing, grandchildren, woo, praise the name of the, whoa, no, I'm just kidding you, but what I want to share with you is the fact that in every aspect of life, just the living process lets us know that we're going through changes, and we're going through seasons, and I want you to understand something, that even in your walk with the Lord, you're going to have seasons. Amen. Praise God. I want you to know that you're going to have high times where you're flying high, woo, on the mercy and the goodness of God. But I also want you to know that there's times where you might walk through a valley. There's times where you might even feel a little lonely on the journey. I want you to know that there's times where you're going to feel like, boy, I can't move without hearing God. And then there's going to be other times where you're like, man, no matter how much I move, am I hearing him? I can't hear him. Can I hear him? I want you to understand something, that these are all processes that every person encounters. And I'm sharing this with you because the Bible says that when we are in pursuit of God, there should be no condemnation on our life. I want you to know that you're not alone. I want you to know that other people go through these transitions too. And I also want you to know that sometimes in the maturing process, there's times where we're changing because God is maturing us. I want you to know that there's times where what you were able to get away with when you just got saved no longer works. See, you might still had a little attitude when you first got saved. Woo! You might still deal with some anger when you first get saved. You might still deal with a little jealousy when you first get saved. I don't know, whatever it might be, but I want you to understand something, that you're going to come into moments where the Lord is going to start convicting us, not condemning us, but there's going to be times where we act in certain ways, and all of a sudden, we're not going to feel comfortable doing that anymore. We might find ourselves with certain habits that were okay when we got saved, but all of a sudden on this journey, for some reason, I'm starting to feel uncomfortable, like I can't do this anymore. Hello? That's because the Lord is taking you from one place to another place, amen? And you are experiencing a season of change because God wants to change us, amen? And he wants to bring you into places where we just see things differently, we process things differently, and we can do things differently. Remember, the Bible says that the Word of God is spirit and life. That means that you should be changing and maturing and seeing things differently in the faith. I want you to know, have you ever read a scripture and got something out of it, and then you read it again and say, wow, this is something I didn't see before? That's because You are growing with a living word that is growing right along with you. God is revealing things to you. You know, I was thinking this week how the Bible says that while we're here on this earth, we know in part. Means that we're not always going to understand everything. Means that we're not always going to know everything. I want you to know that sometimes, even in your walk with the Lord, there comes moments where you just got to put it in the hands of God and say, okay, God, even though I don't understand it, I'm trusting you. And somehow he works things out, amen? Praise God. Somehow he'll bring understanding to you. But I want you to know that these things are part of the journey because we're not always going to be in a time of reaping, amen? Sometimes we're going to be in a moment where we're sowing and where we're sowing and where we're digging in and when we're discovering. And then there's going to be times where we are in that harvest moment where it seems like things are coming to pass, things are happening, we're receiving the joy, the goodness of things are going to be on us. And these are all things that the Lord has planned for us in this journey called life. I'm going to share something from you from the book of Ecclesiastes, and you may have read this before, but I'm just going to read through it today, and I'm going to pick just a few things to talk about. It says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, together a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. Babe, let the Lord minimize those times that we need to refrain from embracing. Praise God. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Woo! And if we're going to hate, that means hate evil. Amen? A time of war and a time of peace. And I just want to talk to you just for a minute about the fact that it says there's a time to be born and a time to die. Praise the name of the Lord. First of all, I want you to understand something, that the Lord handles every topic with such openness. This is one reason why I trust the Lord so much, because he's so honest and because he's so direct and he's so clear and so transparent, and he's willing to help us through the most toughest topics and the most toughest issues that we're ever going to face. And certainly death is one of those. So I'm just going to stay here for just a minute, because I think it's amazing that when we are born and when we pass, there are some things that even though they look extremely different, they are similar. And I'm going to share that in just a moment. But I just want to share something here on just how straightforward and transparent the Lord is. And this is the reason why you can trust him. Says right here in the Bible, in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ has once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. I just want to stay here for just a few minutes. And Pastor, why do you want to talk about dying today? I don't know. The Lord told me to talk about this, amen? And I just want to share with you something, that first of all, when we're born, we don't even know we're born yet. Here we are existing as little babies, and we're having all these life experiences, but even though we're having them, we don't understand them just yet. And when we come into this life, there's absolutely nothing we can do for ourselves. When we come into this life, someone has to feed us. Someone has to change our diaper. Someone has to put us to bed. Someone has to help us when we wake up. Someone has to interpret our tears into what it is we need. Am I crying because I need my diaper changed? Am I crying because I'm hungry? Or am I crying just because I'm spoiled and I want you to hold me? Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. But I want you to understand something. Just like there are so many unknowns when a baby is born and he or she has to trust other people to take care of him, I want you to know that when it comes to spiritual things, just like a child is dependent on us, we should be dependent upon the Lord. We should make sure that our heart is open to Jesus, and the seasons of your faith are going to transition. When you first come into the kingdom, you don't know everything. You have to learn. But then there should come a time where we mature up and we have a confidence in what we do know. I know I'm saved. I know God is with me. And I also know that when I get to the end of this road, I might not understand everything about it, but I know that I'm going to rest in the Lord. I know that even when I get to the end of this thing called life, when I make my transition, the Lord is going to have a hold of me, and he's going to take care of me. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says that while we're on this earth, we will know in part. But you know, when we get to heaven, the Lord is going to open up our understanding, and there's going to be so much more that we understand and know when we are in the presence of the Lord. Plus, I'm so excited because when we get to heaven, there will be no weight issues. There will be no hardships. There will be no difficulties. There will be no tiredness when we get to heaven. There will be no aching bones when we get to heaven. No soreness, hallelujah. There will be no more of this mortality that reminds us that we're on a journey that's going to come to an end. When we get to heaven, it's going to be full of the goodness and the joy of the Lord. Amen? And I'm excited about that. I want you to know something, that I'm so thankful that the Lord just shares with us his heart. The number one reason he wants us saved is so that he can not only have relationship with us here on this earth, but he wants us saved because when we get to the end of the journey, he wants us to be able to do just like Jesus did. Remember what Jesus did on the cross? He said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. And I tell you what, I don't want it to come quick, praise God. I want to live. But I'm very thankful that even when we get to that day, that otherwise would be the most scariest time for a human being to live, I want you to understand something. We can have an absolute confidence that God is going to help us transition. You know, the Bible says, oh, death, where's your sting? Where's your victory? You no longer have it. You no longer have it because you're no longer in control of who I am, because not only am I free to live this life with righteousness, peace, and joy, but I am free indeed, because when I get to the end of this road, all it is the beginning of me really starting to live. Praise the name of the Lord. And so I want you to know something, that everything you face in this life, I just want you to be confident today that when you come into situations and when you come into battles and when you come into things and moments that make you say, as a Christian, boy, since I've been saved, I never thought I was going to face something like this. I want to remind you that the Bible declares that in every season, the Lord can be with us and will help us come through. I'm excited because the word says this: in everything, it will work out for our good for those who love him and know him and purpose in their heart to have God work on their behalf. I'm excited about that because what it declares over our life is, hey, everything that comes your way may not be from the Lord. Remember, only good and precious gifts come down from the Lord. Sometimes you're having an experience because of what someone else has done wrongfully to you. Sometimes you're having an experience because the enemy is trying to oppress you and stop your progress. There's lots of reasons why some things cross our path, but the most powerful thing is this right here. Every situation can work out for our good for those who love the Lord. Every situation can be turned around. Every situation can be touched. Every situation can be a growing learning experience. Even when we don't always get the outcomes that we were expecting to see or have in the moment. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to stop talking about death in just a moment after I talk about this for just a minute. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm just going to read something to you because it says, therefore, in verse 6, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. And what this is talking about is being in the physical presence of God or being right beside the Lord in an actual interaction. It says that when we are at home in this body, we're absent from the Lord. Now, not absent from his presence, not absent from his touch, his influence, or his anointing, or his ability to touch us or be in our presence, but we just can't see him and interact with him as we do with others. For we walk by faith, not by sight. But we are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. And so what I want to say to you right here is that I want you to know something. When we do make that transition, and when we do come to the end of this season of life here on this earth, we go immediately in the new season of the supernatural right into the very presence of God. Woo! Praise God. Man, that's exciting, isn't it? That is good to know that you can have a confidence that when we finish this race and we finish this thing called life, we're going to come right into those moments that are refreshed by the Lord and that he's with us at all times. Amen? Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I just want to touch on one other thing here, and it says that the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I want you to know something, that as Christians, hate is not something that should be a part of our nature, right? In fact, in the book of John chapter 13, it says that we should be known for our love. We should be known for mercy, long-suffering, and kindness. Praise the name of the Lord. We should be known for thinking well of each other. Amen? We should be known that even when someone makes a mistake, the Bible doesn't say, hey, push him down in it and try to make him pray for it. The Bible says, restore your brother quickly. Remembering that by the grace of God, thankfully, I could be right where that situation is. Amen? So we are known for our love. But I will tell you this. The one thing we should hate is sin and evil. The one thing we should make sure we stand strong against is that when we are doing a self-check of ourselves, we should make sure that we are not in unity with things that are not of God. Sometimes, you know, we're taught culturally or by experience or even from those who we love when we're young, sometimes we're taught different acts of humanity and different ways of doing things that are just not good. And we have to make sure that when we're in unity with God, that once we read the Bible and once we know the Lord's expectation on a subject, even those things that impact us on a personal level, we have to be willing to change those things to conform with the things that the Lord has for us. Remember, the Lord says, why call me Lord and not to do the things that I say? Remember, he looked at his believers and his disciples and said, now that you believe, if you really want to be my disciples, you're going to have to continue in the word. You're going to have to continue to learn. You're going to have to grow. You're going to have to be on a journey of becoming who you are in me. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. And we're just going to look at a situation here where the Lord comes in. And thank God he interrupts this person's season, because they were just in a season that was not that wonderful. But we're going to go to the book of Luke chapter 13. And I'm going to read in verse 10. And it says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity for 18 years and was bowed together and could no wise lift herself up. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox and his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. I want you to know something, that first of all, we can take a look at this lady and say, how did she process this season of 18 years of oppression? Now, I pray that the things that we're going through don't last that long. But also, I want to encourage you that if you've been in a hard situation and it didn't just get fixed right away, or it lingered and it was there longer than you anticipated, I want you to know that even for Christians, sometimes there are battles and situations in life that we are enduring and walking through until the hand of God brings us to a place of restoration, healing, and strength. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to know that this woman, this wasn't just her first day in the synagogue. She had been there before. I also want to remind you that the Lord is interested in coming in to our relationship with us, and he's much more interested in relationship than he is in the religious structure of humanity. I mean, here it was the Sabbath day, and they thought, hey, when we come into the church, we should dress a certain way, act a certain way, and we don't want to see anything too strange or too involved. In fact, on the Sabbath day, we don't want to do anything. We want to put on this outward persona that we don't do anything on the Sabbath day except for worship the Lord. Well, what greater way to worship the Lord? What greater way to show his goodness than to see someone's life changed and touched for the goodness of God? Remember, Jesus said openly to someone, even his own parents, when they were frustrated that he had stuck around in the temple, remember, he said, hey, have you forgotten that I must be about my Father's business? I guess one thing I want to say to us today is make sure that no matter what season of life you're in and no matter what situations you're facing, one thing doesn't change, is that the Lord needs to be the center of everything you're experiencing. Praise the Lord. I don't care if it's good or bad. I don't care if you've run up a bunch of credit cards and created a bunch of debt and you're uncomfortable in that situation. There's no better time for you to say, Lord, I might have started this, but I need you to intervene in my season. Woo! And we know for certain, when it comes to relationships, we know for certain that without fail, we need the Lord's help. And we need him to be there in every aspect of that situation. Praise God. I want you to know, especially when you've exploded and got ugly and angry and spoke out words that you should have never spoke out and had attitudes that you should have never had, I want you to know something. That's the perfect time to remember what Jesus did on this day. That's the perfect time to remember that, okay, even if it doesn't look like the appropriate time, this leader of the synagogue got mad because Jesus healed on the Sabbath day. And he wasn't opposed to healing. Isn't it amazing that he said, hey, you can come 6 days a week. Come anytime you want, and we'll get you healed. But on the Sabbath day, don't you dare step in here with a need. Hello, brother. I want you to know something, that especially on the Sabbath day, I want you to know that any day, any season, any time, any moment, we better make sure that we're ready to call upon the name of the Lord and have him involved in our situation. Remember, the Lord says that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. But before he makes that statement, he says that those who are going to live by faith and who are going to pursue the Lord must believe that he is. And believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I want you to know something, that today we must make sure that we have an absolute confidence in the goodness of God. We have an absolute confidence in what his nature is. We have a confidence in what his desire is. We can never forget that when the Lord is thinking of you, even at your worst moment, you know what the Bible says? The Lord doesn't have one evil thought towards us, but a good thought to bring us to an expected end. Oh, what are you saying, that he puts his stamp of approval on me every time? No, of course not. In fact, he's going to put his conviction on you for the areas that are not right. He's going to put his conviction on you to make sure that he pulls you out of those places that are not healthy for you and that are not going to be good for you. And I also want you to know that the Lord expects you to have communication with him. He expects you to have relationship with him. And he expects, above all, that you would have absolute transparency with your Father and that you would not try to hide things from him. Remember when Adam had done the wrong of stepping into a place of sin and eating the apple? What was the first thing that the Lord said to him when he came looking for Adam? Adam, why in the world are you hiding from me? I want to make sure we understand that no matter what situation, no matter what our season is, no matter what our moment is, we're going to make sure that we never hide from God. We're going to make sure that we are pursuing him. We're going to make sure that our heart is open towards him. We're going to make sure that what we do is come boldly to the throne of grace and be prepared to receive the mercy and the grace of God to help in your situations. Because that's what he says. That's what he promises. That's what he will do. From the time of the flood till now, he knows that we're going to experience seasons. Seasons in the natural realm. Winter, summer, spring, fall. But he also knows that we are going to go through seasons as people. And guess what? He's never been afraid to walk through a season with you. He's never been afraid to walk through a moment with you. In fact, he gave his son Jesus first in Acts 3:26 to bless us. In other words, to let us know that life on our own is going to be too big for us to live the way we're supposed to walk the way we're supposed to, and to end this life where we need to be received of the Lord. He understood that. That's why he sent Jesus. He understood that. That's why he wants you to walk with him. Amen? Let's close our eyes just for a minute. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord, or maybe you're here today and you've backed up from your relationship with the Lord, and you just want to make a commitment to go further with him and to stand up in your spirit today and say, the Lord is my Lord and Savior. I'm going to make sure I put him first. I'm going to make sure that I'm honoring him. I'm going to make sure that he's my top priority. If that's you today and you just want to make that statement, please just raise your hand while we have our eyes closed here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're watching us, are we live streaming? If you're watching us on live stream today and you're sitting there watching and right now you've been away from the Lord or you haven't walked in the relationship that you want to walk in with God and you're making a commitment to do that, first of all, reach out to us. But right now we're going to agree with you and we're going to believe that today starts your brand new journey with God. Or today is a reboot, so to speak, in your journey with the Lord. That he's going to help us, that he's going to be with us, that he's going to strengthen us from this day forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your hand on our life. Father, I thank you that you are refreshing us, Father. You're strengthening us, God. And I thank you that no matter where we're at, what season or what moment we're walking through in this thing called life, that you are right there bringing us through it, Father. Lord, that you are right there available for us, God. All we got to do is reach out towards you, and you're going to immediately start to intervene and help us. And Lord, I thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray for Sophia right now, Father. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we break this sickness off of her, Father. And Lord, we just pray that she would be healed. God, let every symptom lift. Let every sign of sickness and not feeling good and discomfort leave her body and heal her, make her whole. And we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we put Tanja before you right now, Father. And Lord, just release healing into her shoulders, her neck, her back. And Father, remove all pain. Father, remove it. Make her strong, restored, and whole. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we put Marcella before you right now, Lord. And Father, we ask you with every situation to bring healing, help, recovery, and restoration, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, God bless you. Thank you for being here today. And I want to remind you that this is one of the most important announcements I'm making today, okay, is that on Thursday nights, even if you don't come regularly, if you can change your schedule around and be here, I want you to know that Pastor John is coming all the way from Pakistan to be with us, and I know he's going to have a word for us, and he's going to touch us, so make sure that if at all possible, rearrange your schedule, do whatever you do, put a priority out there, and let's be here Thursday night and hear what the Lord has for us, okay? Ooh, in the selfish Christmas party that's for ladies only, in their wonderful little time that they have together without anybody else, the sign-up sheet is out there, so make sure you sign up. And in all honesty, I pray you supernaturally enjoy it. Amen? All right. God bless you.